Making Canadian radio great again. This is Mark Tuohy on News Talk 1010.
So in all this chaos and confusion over Charlottesville and the alt-right and Antifa and people who just keep hating each other, you would think that one of the most important things we could do is listen to each other. There was supposed to be a meeting on Tuesday at Ryerson University, and it was organized in part, or at least sponsored in part, by our very own Dr. Oren Amatay, not in his role as a psychologist, but in his passion for just sponsoring freedom of speech. The event, though, didn't happen. It was canceled. To help me understand why, he joins me now. Dr. Oren Amatay, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what was supposed to happen at Ryerson, and what was your involvement in it?
Well, there was supposed to be a talk on the stifling of free speech on university campuses, and I was one of four panel members. There was going to be a talk and then a Q&A afterwards. And it involved myself, Dr. Jordan Peterson, Dr. Gad Saad, and Faith Goldie, formerly of The Rebel.
Okay, and so how did you get involved? I mean, listeners here know you and recognize your voice as a registered psychologist. You're right. Often on the air talking about mental health issues. How did you get involved with the free speech issue?
Well, I was the person who organized it was a student of mine, and she saw how much I promoted critical thinking, which I believe goes hand in hand with free speech, and so she invited me because, you know, she knew, A, my stance on this, and B, a few months ago, I was an instructor who gave Jordan Peterson a platform to speak about these things in my classroom. He was generous enough to come and speak to the class directly, and the same person, Serena Singh, she had arranged that to happen.
And Jordan Peterson is, of course, the U of T professor who became infamous worldwide because of his stance on multi-gender pronouns and not wanting to call people she and she and they and that.
Right. And I've been following the story since the beginning, and I've always said that. I have not got hung up on the pronouns. It wasn't about that. I've made my stance very clear on that, where I would use anyone's preferred pronoun as long as it's a real pronoun, not a made-up word. But, I always looked at the deeper issues that he was fighting against, which was, forced speech, basically. He saw this fascism that's developing and the thought police that are growing in size. And, there's merits to it. And he, I saw where it was going, as did he. And, similar to him, I also saw what the pushback was. And the pushback is getting quite scary. This is why we're seeing things like Charlottesville. When people feel that, that they're not allowed to say what they want to say, and I'm not talking about hate speech, I'm just talking about, being able to, just to speak about reality that might not jibe with the reality that other people believe in, and they're being shut down. So when people feel they're being shut down and they're being blamed for just because of this color of their skin or their sex, it causes this pushback that we're seeing. And Jordan Peterson recognized this quite a while ago, and I agree with him. So, we're saying is, let's promote the free, respectful, honest, intelligent discussion around controversial issues. Let's not use ideology. Let's use facts. And if you disagree with the facts, show us your evidence. Show us where we're wrong or, where you're right or whatever. And let's see if there can be some kind of mutual understanding. And let's see if there can be some growth in understanding.
So who did you expect would attend this event? And what were you hoping the outcome would be?
Well, definitely, I think a lot of university students, but other people as well. A lot of fans of Jordan Peterson and Gad Saad, I was assuming. I was hoping that it would be people who really want to have an honest discussion. I didn't want to just rehash, free speech. My part was going to be to really compel people to question, why are you fighting for free speech? Is it just because you get a rise? You get pleasure out of, causing SJWs or social justice warriors, or, other people to get all upset. Is that what you're doing it for? Is it because you like to poke people? Or do you truly believe that we need to promote in society this ability to critically think about issues, to discuss them, and to see whether, certain things are certain decisions are good or bad? I mean, they might have good intention, but the execution and the outcome may not necessarily be very positive. And I want to be able to promote that. And I was hoping that people would come and be open-minded to hearing this, because I was really going to compel people. I was going to say, really, check yourself. Why are you doing this? What is your motive?
And it's been canceled by the administration at Ryerson. Can you tell us what happened and how you found out?
Yes. So first of all, I don't begrudge Ryerson. I've been saying this. I don't begrudge Ryerson for canceling it. Everything that happened in Charlottesville recently, they were concerned that that you could have a similar kind of fiasco on their campus. And they have every right to protect the people, the community, the buildings of Ryerson. So that was one thing. But, you know, the Charlottesville tragedy happened over the weekend. The cancellation didn't happen until Wednesday morning. And I heard about it. They called me and they emailed me, because I'm a co-sponsor of the event because I work at Ryerson. And what happened before that was that this group headed by this young woman called Christine Elizabeth, it was a Facebook group, it basically said, stop the fascists in Toronto. And they had all these people flooding Ryerson with phone calls and emails saying, we're going to disrupt the event. And they must have been so, I don't know, vociferous in their anger and opposition to our talk that Ryerson figured, we can't take a chance. Because once again, Charlottesville happened over the weekend. The event wasn't canceled until Wednesday morning. And it was right after these people had made all their calls. And she was bragging on Facebook saying, we shut it down. You know, it's just a few hours after we started, we were able to get them to shut this talk down. So I think that's what happened. And again, I understand Ryerson's perspective, but I don't understand the perspective of this Facebook group. They had like a Nazi symbol with that, you know, like the no smoking type sign around it and stuff. And so, you know, they're also saying that our talk on August 22nd was like a precursor or a warm up to this white nationalist rally that was planned at U of T in September that was also shut down. And so they're trying to create this false equivalency. I mean, it's disgusting to try to say that any of us promote fascism in any way. It is, you know, it's the antithesis of what we've been trying to do for the past several years. I've been doing it for over 15 years.
Well, Faith Goldie is now in trouble for having appeared on a white supremacist podcast or something like that. So that's come up recently, though, since this decision was made. Will you try to reschedule this?
Yeah, we're definitely rescheduling it. It'll be in the next couple of months. We're trying to find a venue. We're trying to just coordinate timing because Dr. Gadsad will be coming from Montreal. And Serena Singh, who had set this all up, I mean, she had made flight reservations, hotel bookings. A lot of coordination went into this. And, you know, a lot of people had booked, you know, from out of town. They wanted to come see us. And so their schedules were messed up. They, you know, they have to take financial hits because of this. And we're not going to let this stop us. We're going to have another rally. No, sorry, not rally, a talk, I'm sorry. And hope that it will not be, people can protest, they can oppose it, but it has to be done respectfully. And it should not be just shouting down people you don't want to speak. It should be, again, you know, just allowing for discussion to happen. And we're not going to let this setback stop us. We're going to come back with a bigger talk.
And will you invite this Christine Elizabeth to speak? If the purpose of the event is free speech, will you invite people with different points of view?
Well, and I was actually just speaking with Serena just the other day, saying she's asking, should we get more panel members? I said, yeah, for sure. Let's get people who oppose this type of discussion. Let's hear their rationale. So if she wants to reach out to Christine Elizabeth, all the power to her. I've actually reached out to her privately. I haven't heard back from her yet. But I basically reached out, in a Facebook message, and I told her, here's who I am. Here's what I believe, and here's what I was going to talk about. And, you know, if you had only reached out beforehand, you would have realized that you're so far off the mark in your impression of who these panel members are. Now, I can't speak for anybody else, and I understand that Faith Goldie really, you know, she did herself a disservice by, you know, attending going on this podcast and everything. So I'm not speaking for anyone, but I said to her about myself, here's who I am, and you're going to call me a fascist or you're going to claim that I'm trying to hurt people. Like, seriously, grow up. And, you know, I'm gonna tell Serena that she really should try to invite Christina to speak. And let's hear what she has to say.
Dr. Oren Amate is a registered psychologist. You hear him here regularly right here on News Talk 1010 on all matters mental health. He's also a free speech advocate and a sponsor of an event that unfortunately didn't happen at Ryerson this coming week. When we come back, are we about to learn all the wrong lessons from the tragic death of Jeremiah Perry? That's next on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.